到这里来是看看朱弟兄依兰姊妹，没有想到安排这样一个聚会。
Originally, when I came this time, I was to visit a brother Sipe and Sister Elaine. I didn't realize that we have such a meeting arranged.
今天晚上愿意用一段圣经跟弟兄姊妹一同有一点交通。
This evening, I would like to fellowship with you through one passage from the scripture.
我们请看这个腓立比书第三章第七节念起。
We turn to Philippians chapter 3, beginning from verse 7.
这里说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Beginning verse 7, but whatever things are gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
我不知道我讲对不对，我想这一段圣经也是四白弟兄最喜欢。
I don't know whether this is correct. I think this is a passage, also a favorite one of Brother C.P.
因为我看见家里至少有两处画的这样的经文。
Because I saw it at his home, at least there are two places of such quotation.
这一段圣经的确是我自己很喜欢的一段圣经。
Surely this is one of the favorite passages of mine.
在这里，保罗讲到他做基督徒有三件很重要的事。
Here Paul talks about, as a Christian, there are three very important things.
我也愿意像保罗一样，以这三件事做我追求的目标。
And I would like these things as the purpose of my growing, as Paul did.
这里他说他第一件事是什么呢？就是以认识基督耶稣为至宝。
The first thing was that he would count itmost valuable of knowing Christ Jesus.
第二件事他说他要得着基督。
The second thing is that he would have Christ.
第三件事就是在十一节里面说要和基督一同受苦。
And the third thing is to suffer for Christ.
所以我们可以说这是他三件事，就是认识基督、得着基督和基督一同。
So the three things then is to know Christ, to find Christ, and to be fellowship with Christ.
你看这三件事是一般基督徒不大看为重要的事。
But however, these three things are not greatly emphasized by most Christians.
我常发现好多基督看为重要的事是房子或者是儿子。
I find many Christians look upon it as important in a house or as a son.
与保罗看为重要的事是不大一样。
And they're quite different from what Paul claims to be important.
为什么原因这个地方保罗说他 他以认识基督耶稣为至宝呢？
Why is it that here Paul says that he counted as the greatest gain in knowing Jesus?
这个保罗不是已经认识基督了吗？
Doesn't Paul know Christ already?
那他认识基督，他还有什么地方还不认识他呢？
Is there anything else that he doesn't know about Christ?
他为什么以认识基督为至宝，到一个地步要把万事都可以丢弃呢？都当作有损的呢？
Why is it that he counts it as a great value of knowing Christ that he would count other things or all things be rubbish?
我们都知道，这是我们所信靠的神与那些假神一个最大不同的所在。
We know this lies a great difference between the God whom we trust in and the false God.
一个假神呢，是死的神。
A false God is a dead God.
所以啊，你认识他，觉得没有什么味道。
And so there's nothing to know about it.
我们常看见一个小女孩子抱一个洋娃娃，抱得蛮有味道。
We often see a little girl holding on to a little doll, and she finds it very interesting.
但是没有一个大人抱洋娃娃，觉得抱得很有味道。
But we never see an adult holding on to a doll and find it interesting.
但是大人抱一个活娃娃就很有味道。
But an adult, on the other hand, holding to a living child and find it very interesting.
对，为什么原因？很多人就认为认识假神是没有味道。
Why is it that many then think of knowing false gods is not interesting?
因为他是死的，他就是很简单的，很表面的。
Because the false god is dead and very superficial.
我们所信靠的神是活的，是创造万有的主宰。
But the God whom we trust in is a living God and is the creator of all things.
所有一切的美善都是在我们所信靠的神里面。
And all that is good is in the God whom we believe in.
所以我们一个基督徒认识他是一辈子的事。
And so to know our God is something lifelong.
如果我们觉得自己认识耶稣已经认识够了，
If we think that we already know Christ sufficiently.
如果我们一听见神的名字，耶稣的名字，就觉得很平淡了。
If when we hear the name of God, the name of Jesus, and we find it's just a very ordinary thing,
我怕这里面的问题不是在神，而是在我们。
I'm afraid then the problem does not lie with God, but with us.
不是神死了，是我们信心疏灵的感觉死了。
Not that God is dead, but rather our faith and our feeling spiritually is dead.
所以我们看见保罗他能够有那样子一种活泼的基督徒的生活。
So we see Paul was such a living Christian life.
因为他力量的泉源就是与那个永活的神有一个很亲密的关系而来。
But the source of his power lies in the relationship between him and that living God.
他认识基督还要再认识，认识了还要再认识，因为基督是神一切的公正都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
He wants to know Christ and know more about him more and more, for all that is, all the great fullness of God is hidden within Christ.
我们这有限的人，怎么能够在这有限的连接里面，把这无限的基督认识的完全呢？
As limited as we are, we can hardly in our limited time to know fully this Christ.
所以你看见保罗他为自己有这样一个追求和祷告。
And so we see that Paul has such a prayer and such a seeking.
他对于一切爱主的人也有一个同样的祷告，也同样的盼望。
Likewise, he has the same prayer and the same hope for all those who love the Lord.
我们来看这个前面的以弗所书第一章。
If we turn back to Ephesians chapter 1,
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以弗所书第一章第十五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神 荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
我们晓得这个以弗所的信徒啊，是一些很好的信徒。
We know that the believers in Ephesus are very good believers.
因为这里信徒对于主有信心，对于弟兄姊妹有爱心。
They have faith in the Lord and also have love for brothers and sisters.
因此保罗说，我常在神面前为你们不住地感谢神。
And so Paul said, I often giving thanks for you before my God.
并且他说，我也常在祷告里面为你们祷告。
He also mentioned that I often pray for you.
那么他为这些信徒祷告什么呢？
What is Paul's prayer?
我常用这些圣经说，如果这些信徒是我那个教会的信徒，我要为他们祷告什么呢？
And I often using this verse, I say, if those were my Christians or the believers in my church, what should I pray for them?
我想我的祷告，感谢神给我这么好的信徒。
I think my prayer would be, I thank the Lord to give me such wonderful believers.
我求主使他们全家大小平平安安的。
And I ask that the Lord will bless them that everyone in their family will be in peace.
儿女呢都长得白白胖胖的。
And all their children will be very good.
使他们这个做工呢都不会get lay off.
That they will not be lay off.
让他们在这个世界上面顺顺利利好荣耀你的名字。
And that their life will be so smooth that they will be to glorify the Heavenly Father.
因为他们是信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒。
For they trust in the Lord Jesus and they love their brothers and sisters.
但是保罗不是这样祷告。
But that was not the Paul's prayer.
他说，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
He prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
看见他对于这些信徒有一个盼望，与他自己追求的盼望是一样的。
So he has this hope in the believers, the same hope that he has for himself.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们的神是一个真活神。
My brothers and sisters, we must know that our God is a living God.
他因此喜欢我们这些疏忽他的人能够一天比一天更了解他。
So he would that all of us who love him to know him more and more every day.
圣经里面讲的话都不是一些表面的教条字句而已。
All the words in the scripture are not just superficial rules.
圣经里讲到这位神对于我们如同天上的父亲那样爱他的儿女。
The scripture mentioned to us that God toward us is like a heavenly father who loves his children.
实际上呢，神他就是像一个父母盼望他的儿女认识他是一样的。
In fact, God is really like a father who would really have his children know them.
你们中间做父母的，有哪一个不喜欢你的儿子来认识您？
If you are parents, would any of you do not like for your children to know you?
你们中间有哪一个人爱你的太太、爱你的丈夫，不盼望你所爱的人来认识你呢？
And any of you who would not hope those whom you love to know you?
我们都从圣经的字句里头知道神爱我们，难道神他不愿意我们认识他吗？
And we can see from scripture that God loves us. Don't you think that he wants us to know him?
至于神就用各式各样的方法把他自己启示给我们这些属乎他的。
So he used many different ways to reveal himself to us who belong to him.
今天在地世上做一个基督徒最大的喜乐最大的能力是从哪里来呢？
Today then as a Christian the greatest joy and the greatest source of our power.
你能从世界让你找到快乐能够找到力量吗？
Can we find power, strength, and joy in the world?
你能从人那里找到快乐、找到力量吗？
Or can we find it among men?
你能够从自己里面找到快乐的泉源、找到力量吗？
Or can find it within oneself.
感谢神，他愿意我们认识他，因为越认识他，我们的力量，我们的喜乐就取之不尽，用之不竭。
We thank God that He wants us to know Him, and once we know Him, we have a wonderful source of power and joy.
但是很可惜的，我们基督徒常常对于主的认识停留在字句上，停留在词的那些疑问上。
But unfortunately, many times as Christians, we stop short of knowing God only at the word.
没有用真实活泼的信心来追求认识他更多。
We have not seek to know Him more with a living faith.
圣经里头给我们看见许多的线索，神让喜欢我们认识他。
There are many points the scripture reveals to us that God would have us know Him.
整个的圣经都是告诉我们神要我们愿意我们认识他。
In fact, the whole scripture, the entire scripture tells us that God wants us to know Him.
这就是神给我们圣经的目的。
And this is why God gives us the Bible.
我们现在来看这个诗篇第十九篇。
We're going to Psalms 19.
诗篇第十九篇，好不好？我们从第一节念起，我们一直念到第十节。
We'll read from 1 to 10. Verse 1.
诗篇十九篇第一节念到第十节。我们请这个弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节，我们把它整个的念下去，念英文，念国语，念广东话都可以。第一节弟兄念，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。无言无语，也无声音可听。太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。好，我们暂时就练这里。在这一篇诗里面，我想我们大家都知道大卫所写的内容是什么。
In this psalm, I think all of us understand what is the content that David was writing.
我读圣经常常读完之后啊，愿意给这一章圣经给一个自己的题目。
I often like to, after reading a passage, to give a topic of my own.
帮助我思想，也帮助我记忆。
To help me to think and help me to remember.
那么我给这一篇诗篇呢，有一个题目是什么呢？
And the topic I give for this psalm is.
我就说两本天书。
Two heavenly books.
第一本天书我们都很知道是讲到这个大自然。
The first heavenly book is talk about the universe.
大卫在这里特别讲到太阳的东方升起来的那个美景。
David especially described of the rising sun and how beautiful it is.
他觉得这是一本天书，让他看见神的奇妙和他的大作为。
This is the heavenly book. Through it, we see the wonderful God and power of God.
那么第二本天书是什么呢？
What is the second heavenly
book? 在第七节开始啊，就讲到律法，就是摩西的五经。
Beginning from verse 7, they talk about the law.
你在这里看见呢，这个第一本天书里面讲到他所敬拜的主用什么名字呢？
The first heavenly book talks of the God whom you worship in.
第一节一直到第六节都是讲到神这个字。
Verses 1 to 6 talk about God.
但是第二本天书讲到他所敬拜的主用什么名字呢？
So what is the name he gave for the second heavenly book?
你看见那说耶和华。
The Lord.
这里边你看实在是给我们一个心里面那个知道
大的安慰和喜乐。
This gives us a great consolation and a great joy.
这个大自然能够让我们晓得有一个造物的主宰。
The universe can show to us that there is a great creator.
让我们看见这个大自然，就知道神的永能和他的神性。
And through nature, then we can see the divinity of God and also His eternal power.
这是神的一个自然的启示给普天之下的人的。
This is the natural revelation of God to all who are in this earth.
所以不管你是基督徒不是基督徒，常常你来观赏大自然，就说：“哎呀，你真伟大。”
Whether you are a Christian or not, if you look at the universe, you have to say how great you are.
但是神还愿意人进一步的认识他自己的恩爱。
So God would have us to know a little bit more of His love and His grace.
神要人知道他与人有一个个人的关系。
He would have us know that there is a personal relationship between Him and us.
所以神就用圣经把这一个关系启示出来。
And so with the Bible then, He reveals us to us this relationship.
在这里呢，神就用另外一个名字叫做耶和华。
And here there is another word used here, the Lord.
耶和华这个名字总是神要人记得他与人之间有一个个人单独的关系。
This name always reminds us that God wants us to know there is a personal relationship between Him and us.
是一个神与人一个逾越常常所用的一个名词。
And it's a name that is used for the covenant between God and man.
神对于其他的万物的关系呢，是个造物主与被造的关系。
His relationship with other things is that of a creator and a creature.
虽然我们人也是被造的，但是人与万物不同呢，就是除了被造与造物主的关系之外呢，还有那个朋友的关系、爱的关系。
Even though we too are creature, but besides this relationship, there is also a relationship of love, a relationship of friends.
所以神就用耶和华这个名字。
And so God used Jehovah or the Lord.
我们再看这个创世纪也是如此。
If we turn now to Genesis, we find the same thing.
你看第一节一直到第二章的第三节。
From chapter 1 to the third verse of chapter 2.
是讲到神七天的创造。
It talks of the creation of God.
那是讲到造物主与被造的关系。
It talks of the creator, the relationship between the creator and the creature.
啊，神在七天里面把一切都创造好了。
And in 7 days he created everything.
所以这里用一个字就是神这个名字。
And here the word, the name for him is God.
但是第二章第四节开始呢，神的名字就有了不同了。
But beginning from verse 4 in the second chapter, the name of God is changed.
啊，完全与第一章第一节到第二章第三节是不同的。
And completely different from the passage beginning chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 3.
你看第四节这里说，创造天地的来历在耶和华神造天地的日子乃是这样。
Verse 4 tells us, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created.In the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven.
以前一直讲到神这样神这样神这样。
Before all we heard is God, God, God.
但是第二章第四节开始呢，一直是用着耶和华神这样，耶和华神这样，耶和华神这样。
The beginning from verse 4 of the second chapter, we always have said the Lord God.
为什么在这个地方神要在这个神的上面加一个耶和华呢？
Why is it the name for God that is changed to Lord God?
因为我们知道从第二章第四节开始，神就把他创造人的事拿出来再详细的述说一遍。
For we know beginning this verse, we have an account of the creation of man himself.
神就让人知道他与人有一个个别爱情的关系。
So God would have us know that he has aparticular and personal love relationship for man.
这个耶和华是什么意思呢？
Then what is the word Jehovah?
耶和华的意思就是我是的意思。
It means I am.
这就是说神造了人以后告诉人说你需要什么我就是你的什么。
That is, after he created man, he tells man, what do you need? And I am what you need, whatever you need.
你的需要在我里面都有，需要你来支取。
All that you need is within me, you can come and take.
我跟你是不可分隔的。
And between you and I, there's no
我的心是一直在你身上的。
My heart is always in you.
你在世上需要什么，你来呀，我都给你。
And whatever you need on this earth, come to me and I'll give it to you.
并且我永远要给你。
Not only that, I will give you eternally.
哎呀，这些名字你看见了，已经在那里启示到我们与神之间那个关系是多么的亲密。
And we see that in this name, there is a revelation of such a wonderful relationship between us and God himself.
这一位神到了这个时候，他道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And at the appointed time, the word became flesh and lived among us.
我们知道主耶稣到地上来的时候，也向那些爱他的人常用这个名字。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus was on this earth, he used this name often to those who loved him.
我们可以看几处圣经。
We can find out several passages.
我们看这个约翰福音第八章二十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 24.
约翰福音第八章二十四节，所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
I say therefore to you that you shall die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins.
我们知道这个基督，这个旁边有点点点的英文的 he, 啊，也是原文没有的，所以这里应该翻译成，你们若不信我是，必要死在罪中。
We know that I am he, the word he is actually added in the translation. Originally should have been read, for unless you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins.
同样的话在其他地方也有出现，不过我们再翻译出就好了。这个约翰福音十三章第十九节。
Again, we find this in John 13 verse 19.
约翰福音十三章十九节，如今事情还没有成就。我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候，就可以信我是。
From now on, I am telling you before it comes to pass, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am He.
对 ，He 原来也没有。
He is not, should have been omitted.
所以你看，主耶稣说，我有证据让你们知道，我就是耶和华。
So the Lord Jesus was saying that I have evidence to prove that I am the Lord.
因为事情还没有成就，我预先就讲出来了，我是那个预知一切的那一位，现在来到你们中间了。
So when before it comes to pass, I can tell you ahead of time. So I am the one who knows everything.
这个你看，这多么的奇妙！这个基督耶稣到底是谁呢？
So how wonderful it is. Who is this Jesus Christ then?
难怪的，保罗他说，我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
No wonder Paul says that he counts the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord.
圣经就是要打开我们属灵的眼睛。
The scripture is to open our spiritual eyes.
让我们知道这个耶和华是我们的一切。
So that we may know the Lord God is our everything.
主把我们留在这个地上也有一个目的。
And the Lord have us remain on this earth for a particular purpose.
就是让我们在我们实际的生活里面能够经验到他是我们的一切。
And that is in our everyday life we may experience that he is our everything.
我们常看见有些英文字写着啊 ,Jesus is the answer.
We often said this, such a slogan, Jesus is the answer.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
是你需要什么？ The answer 在里面，在基督里面呢。
Whatever you need, where's the answer? The answer is in Christ.
因为他的名字叫做耶和华。
For his name is the Lord God.
这就是我们一个基督徒那个信心应该去经历的一个功课。
This is something we ought to experience by faith.
这也是我们基督徒在世界上那个属灵丰富的所在。
And this is also the fullness of our spirituality on this earth.
保罗啊，这个啊，约翰啊，门徒约翰曾经责备老底家的信徒。
And the apostle John rebuked the church at Laodicea.
他说：“你们说你们是富足的，你们却是贫穷的。”
So you say you are rich, but actually you are poor.
到底所谓基督徒的富足是什么呢？
What is the riches of Christians then?
富足就是他认识基督耶稣这个至宝。
And he is rich if he knows the surpassing value of knowing Christ.
他这个贫穷是什么呢？
And what is his poverty?
就是他对基督耶稣在他的经验上毫无认识。
That is, he doesn't know Christ in his own experience.
我们看一处圣经，在诗篇第十八篇。
We turn now to Psalm 18.
这是我很喜欢念的一处圣经。
This is also one of my favorite passages.
你看这个十八篇的这个诗题上面有一些小字。
See, there are some small words written.At the headline.
这里说耶和华的仆人大卫的诗交于令长，当耶和华救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念着诗上的话说，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你，耶和华是我的言师，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的言师，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
你看这里，这个大卫在他人生有了一个段落的时候，他下了一个总结的话。
And here David is making kind of a summary after he had gone through some certain things.
他说他已经脱离了一切的苦难和危险的日子。
He said he has been delivered from all sufferings and dangers.
他怎么过来的呢？
And how he'd gone through this.
他说耶和华我的力量啊。
He said, O Lord, my strength.
耶和华是他什么力量呢？
What kind of strength?
所以第二节就有了形容了。
And the second verse is quiet to us.
下面就说耶和华是我的这个，耶和华是我的那个，耶和华是我的这个，耶和华是我的那个。
And he said, the Lord is this, and my this, and my that.
那这是他总结他的经验，是支取了耶和华所得的一个结果。
Here he summarized from his own experience what he had claimed from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天的生活都有他。该学习的功课。
Brothers and sisters, every day of our life, there are lessons that we are to learn.
如果你了解了这个，你就了解你的生活里面与你所信的基督是多么的亲近呢。
If you really understand this, then you realize how close it is between your life and the Lord.
你看见在每一件事情上面，你都可以摸到主，你都可以靠在他的身上。
And you will see that in every matter you can touch Christ, that you can lean on him.
这样子你在任何的时刻你的心里面都有一个目标在那个地方，你觉得你的生活不会无聊，不会没有味道的。
And then at all times you find that your life there is a purpose. It will not be meaningless.
我记得这个不是去年在这个 Gainesville 见到朱世伯弟兄，是在今年十月。
It was this April I saw Brother Shipei.
我曾经在那个时候跟他们讲过这个我的类人的一个见证。
During that conference, I told them of the testimony of my wife.
你知道，因为去年开始，我们觉得应该回到这个东南亚去做一段时间的工作。
Since last year, we felt that we ought to go back to Southeast Asia to serve.
因为我们的儿子还在美国，还有我的内人呢，有的时候心脏不好，很怕这个天气太热，吃不消。
But because our son is still in this country, and also my wife, her heart is a little weak, and sometimes she cannot withstand the hot weather.
所以他说，如果可能的话呢，天热呢，他就要回到美国来住一住，躲一躲。
And she thought that if possible, during the summer, she would return to the U.S. andEscape from the heat.
他说这样子我一个人回来我都要学开车。
But then she said, if I return by myself, I have to learn how to drive.
哎呀，他一说要开车我就很害怕。
When she mentioned driving, I was a little scared.
因为他心脏开过两次刀。
because she has had two operations on her heart.
在一方面呢，她这个年纪也不小了。
And she's not young.
在一方面呢，她有一个眼睛是看不大清楚的。
And one of her eyes does not have very good visibility.
所以我就跟她泼冷水，说你不要学了。
So I discouraged her, said, "Oh, don't worry about learning to drive."
是你是不敢教我是不是？
I said, "Daddy, don't you dare to teach me?"
他这么一讲，我就给他激将法，我说怎么敢不敢教？
Oh, of course I can.
哎呀，一讲的话我有点后悔。
But then after I said that, I was a little bit regret.
我常听别人说要教车是没有结婚之前教，结了婚以后就不要教。
I often heard that if you have to teach them to drive, teach her before you marry her, but not after.
那我已经出了口了，说好，赶快教我。哎，结果他跑去考，考的 learner's permit.
But since I already said it, and she said, "You hurry, hurry," and she took the written test and passed it.
那结果就要教他了。
So I had to teach her.
哎呀，真是紧张的要命。
But I was really nervous.
我总以为啊，不会发脾气的，不想发多少脾气。
I thought that I can control my temper, and then I couldn't.
哇，有的时候啊，这个 stop sign 不 stop， 一下冲过去，我汗都喝出来了。
Sometimes at the stop sign, she would not stop, and I was sweating.
啊，好歹呢，也算是把她教的差不多了。
But fortunately, I taught her quite well.
我后来就觉得大概她考也不会有什么大问题。
And I thought maybe she could go and take the exam.
因为我在那边呢，常常带人呢去教他们开车，以后呢带他们去考车。
Actually, in Boston, I often teach someone to drive and then take them to take the test.
我发现那个考官呢，永远只是考一条路。
And I discovered that they always test you on one row.
所以我就告诉我的这人说，什么？从那个地方出来就向右转。
And so I told my wife, after you leave the station, then you turn right.
那以后呢，一直往前开。
And then you go straight forward.
啊，到一个地方呢，向左转。
Until you get a certain point, you turn left.
那以后到了山坡上了，来一个 U turn 呢，回来就好了。
And then you reach the hill, you make a U turn, you can come back.
哎呀，我跟他在路上开了两个礼拜，就是开这条路。
So, I led her through that path for 2 weeks, just the same road.
哇，他就觉得很有把握，我也觉得差不多了。
So we had great assurance that we passed the
road. 那天呢，就他非常的有把握的就坐上车子就考了。
So very sure of ourselves, and she went up and to take the test.
的确的，这个考官一出来是向右转。
And it was, in fact, the examiner asked her to turn right as soon as they left the station.
看他脸上很欢喜，果然那条路。
And I was very happy, you know, it's the same road.
他可没想到走了没有多久，忽然之间的考官说向右转。
But then after a little while, all of a sudden he said, turn right.
他根本就没有听进去。
And he didn't hear it at all.
因为他这个习惯还是往前走。
Because she was accustomed going forward.
他现在开开很开心往前走。
And she continued going straight forward.
我的口都急死了，我实在不行。
I was so worried sitting at the back.
但是那个考官看他还不转的，右转。
And then he came, he cried again, turn right.
我太没有注意。
She didn't pay any attention.
哎，我就忍不住了。
And I couldn't control myself.
右转。
Then I also said, turn right.
我想向左转了。
And all of a sudden she made a left turn.
我一左转了，这个转到对面那个车子要迎头撞。
There was a car coming in the opposite direction.
哇，那个考官吓死了，快停，快停，快停。
And the examiner was so scared, he said, stop, stop.
哇，他还不知道出了什么毛病。
Because he didn't know what was going on.
我就说你怎么搞的，他不听的嘞。
I said, how is it that you didn't listen to him?
我没有听见，我在往前开。
I didn't hear, I just go
slow. 哇，所以后来那个考官都不让他开。
Because the examiner would not allow her to drive him.
是要我就开回去了。
So I drove back.
对，那考官说他开了多久啊？
He asked, how long have you been driving?
我说开了不少了，几个月了。
Several months.
不行不行，好好再学吧。
So, no, take some more lessons again.
你要想把我开死啊？
Are you going to drive me to death?
对啊，后来我就回家了，真是两个人垂头丧气。
And so very discouraging, we went home.
那只有再练了。
Because we have to practice more.
以后他说，哎呀， 换个地方考吧。
Say, oh, maybe we take the test in some other place.
真是连左转右转都听不进去，太难为情了。
So it's too embarrassing not to even hear to turn right or left.
我说不要紧啊，这个地方也不是一个考官，有好几个考官的。
I said, don't worry, there are many examiners, not this one.
那别的地方太远了，离我上班地方不方便，还是这样去报名吧。
Other stations are too far away, not convenient.
他说好好，再去报名。
So she registered again.
一个礼拜以后呢，又要去考。
And a week later, she's going to take the test again.
他这一趟的这个信心大受打击，没有去之前就有点害怕。
She was a little bit scared this time.
他就在那里问我，他说我要不要吃点镇定剂呢？
So she said, should I take something and look to quiet myself?
后来他考虑半天，他说不要吃。
So no, I'm not going to take it, she said.
说我已经祷告，求主加添我力量，现在要去考啊，又吃镇定剂，是镇定剂的力量，是祷告的力量。
She said, I already prayed that the Lord would give me strength. Now if I should take something to calm myself, then what would be...From the prayer or from...
既然是要吃镇定剂，那为什么要祷告呢？
If I'm going to take drugs to calm myself, then why should I pray?
所以他说，我不要吃。
So she said, no, I'm not going to take any.
我说不要紧啊，不一定是个考官。
And I told her, don't worry, it wouldn't be the same examiner.
一跑进去一看，还是个考官。
So we walked in, it was the same examiner.
怎么一个礼拜又来了？
She said, how can you return again in a week?
我说会开嘛，再试试看啊。
I said, she knows how to drive.
那考官坐进来啊，我看见我太太的腿啊，在上面这么摇摇摆摆，就蹬起来。
And as soon as she sat in, my wife was really trembling from.
以后就开出来了。
Then she drove out.
那考官说右转。
And he said, turn right.
右转。
Then she turned right.
大概一点点路，那考官右转。
And he said, turn right here.
这次他听见了，他右转了。
She heard it this time. Right.
那考官说，驾开开到山顶上。
And she drove all the way on top to the top of the hill.
这个山顶很直的路啊，他说你马上啊要把这个车子混在马路中间。
And it was a very narrow road, and he told her to turn the car so you have it sideways.
他说你千万不能够退到这个山底下去，把我这个车子碰下去。
So don't reverse so that you get down the hill.
现在呢，一下子你下山去。
Now you're going to go down the hill this time.
哎呀，他一下子开上去了。
And then she went.
他以为已经考完了。
So she thought the test was over.
那个考官说，现在倒退上山。
So now you have to reverse up the hill.
呀，我就这么高了，你怎么办？
And I thought to myself, what are we going to do?
呀，他平常的倒退是 S 型的嘛。
Because originally when she reversed, going zigzag.
没想到那一次，哎，她也上去了。
But that time she went straight.
考官说，再下去了。
And the examiner said, "All right, go down again."
再来一次。
Once again, she said.
这次又上去了。
Then she went up.
说好，下去吧。
They said, all right, let's go down.
以后一直开回去了。
Then we drove back to the station.
心里有害怕，这个大概又考不去了。
And I was a little scared. Maybe she didn't pass this time.
是，我在那里看见的考官就是写字。
But I saw the examiner was checking out something.
他在那一直说，哎呀，我很害怕，我很害怕。
And she kept saying, I'm very scared, I'm very scared.
不要讲了，别说了。
I said, don't worry, it's all right.
结果他拿到了，他不相信他拿到了。
After she got the license, she didn't believe that she had the license.
当然，我们知道，他心里面最大的快乐不是拿到 license。
I know the greatest joy that she has was not that she obtained the license.
是在这件事情上面，她有一个经验。
But that in this matter, she had an experience.
那就是她依靠神，神做了她的力量。
And that is trusting in the Lord. The Lord was her strength.
我们在圣经里看许多爱主的人，他信主是信得很有味道的。
Throughout the scripture, we see many who love the Lord and how they trust in the Lord in a wonderful way.
所以大卫他说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So David said, taste the goodness of God.
那这个尝啊，就表明有味道嘛。
And it means that there is something to be tasted.
我不知道你信主啊，有没有尝出味道来。
I do not know whether believing the Lord, whether you have tasted.
相反，我看见许多基督徒啊，好像淡而无味。
Oh, many times we see many Christians that say they haven't tasted anything.
一看见他那个样子，就说哎呀，好苦，好苦啊！我已经苦了，还跟他受苦，真的不去了。
You look at him, you think that he looks so sad. If I'm sad already, how should I go with him?
为什么原因呢？就是没有想到主在我们的生活里面是那么的近，与我们的关系那么的亲，他没有想到这个问题。
Why is this? It's because he hasn't thought about that. Christ, the Lord, is so close in our everyday life.
他信神，这个神是高高在上的。
He believes in God, yet the God is far away.
要不然他的神就是一个死的神。虽然他头脑说是活的，实际上是个死的。
Or rather, sometimes the God whom believes in is a dead God, even though in his head he believes that he is living.
保罗他说：“我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。”
The Paul said, "I count it of surpassing value, knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord."
但愿我们每一个基督徒都能以这个做我们追求的一个目标。
Oh, may that all of us would seek after this.
那第二呢？保罗他说。要得着基督。
Secondly, Paul said that I may gain Christ.
我们不但要有这样的知识，我们要借着知识向。